AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tonight in Philadelphia, viewership and listenership will be high to watch and listen to the first and what could be the only debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. University of Michigan debate expert Aaron Call says a lot is at stake.
There's no other event in the campaign, you know, speeches, press conferences, the conventions, that will gather anywhere near this number, this audience of tens of millions. Super Bowl, you know, approaching Super Bowl-like ratings. And so, you know, we have this one night, one opportunity for both to reach so many people.
Kamala Harris stopped by the Philadelphia National Convention Center this afternoon to tour the debate stage. Donald Trump's inner circle says Harris has plenty of weaknesses she'll have to defend on the stage, from inflation under President Biden to the more liberal position she took in her own 2020 presidential campaign. The Missouri Supreme Court has ruled an amendment to restore abortion rights in that state will be on the ballot. Texas is getting drenched by Tropical Storm Francine. It's expected to become a hurricane soon. Landfall is expected along the Gulf of Mexico and Louisiana tomorrow. Lance Ellis in New Orleans is getting sandbags.
I'm staying. I'm not leaving this year. I'm not leaving because I don't think it's going to be that great of a deal. Just got to hunker down, take care of your necessities. We're going to be good. All works together for God's good.
House Speaker Mike Johnson hosted a ceremony to posthumously present Congress's highest honor, the Congressional Gold Medal, to 13 service members who were killed during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021.
The administration has failed these families, and after all these years, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have not even had the courtesy to this day to say their names publicly.
There is a bitter back and forth between the parties over who is to blame for the rushed and deadly evacuation from Kabul. This is AP News. The day before the 9/11 anniversary, John Stewart is still pushing for the first troops deployed to get the care they need.
K2 veterans were the tip of the spear.
K2 is a former Soviet base in Uzbekistan, a staging ground for troops to go into Afghanistan. Soviet troops had stored missiles there, and a Pentagon report says the base was riddled with uranium. But the government has not officially identified it as a location where troops were exposed to radiation. Stewart and advocates have been urging the Biden administration to formally recognize radiation-related claims from K2 troops who've suffered cancers and other illnesses, but he tells the AP the government insists on more information.
They are still on a lazy Susan of bureaucratic nonsense.
For Matt Erpelding, who deployed to K2 3 months after 9/11.
We're 23 years since the first day.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ed Donahue, AP News.